Good morning and welcome to the Why Struggle podcast, where it is my intention to share ideas, insights, and inspiration so we can all struggle a little less and enjoy life more. So we will start today by doing our wisdom card or our oracle card reading. And as I believe you are the oracle, I am simply the person that gives you the opportunity to get quiet and still and take that time. So we will get started with that as I welcome my people online. Welcome, Tiffany Copeland. So good to see you out here, my black girl voiceover world lady. We've got black girl voiceover world in the house. As you all know, if you're on my podcast and on my, I'm a little sleepy this morning or something. I apologize. My voice is not warmed up. So, Tiffany, don't judge me because my voice is not warmed up. I haven't been talking. Usually, I get up and start talking and singing, but I slept in a little bit later today. So, what we normally do is pull from a couple of different card decks, and this one I'm using today is the Answer is Simple card deck, and that is by Sonia Choquette. And what's really cool about social media is I tag her when I post this on Instagram, and her two daughters are also in this kind of work. And they're called, it's Sabrina and Sonia. And they, which is really cool, they send me hearts a lot of times when I tag her. So that's always really cool. As a person who was a writer, you know, 20 years ago, you just never know the impact you're making. So it's great when people reach out to let you know that you're making an impact. So I thank you. Tiffany, thank you so much. You're so kind. But anyway, and you have a beautiful voice too. I was listening to your podcast yesterday with, I can't think of her name right now, but I see the name in the group. But I know it was a great podcast that you were being interviewed on. So I'm going to pull a card. And what I do is I read the card. Oh, and I show the picture. So this is the picture. Thank you, Noelle. The picture is of a beautiful flower with a butterfly and birds flying around, and it says, you are safe. And there is a card deck guidebook that goes with it. And so I will read this, and then I will post it in the group for you to see, and I post it also on Instagram. The ego torments you with fears of danger and keeps your attention on patrolling the borders of your life, expecting an ambush at any moment. This is stressful and frightening, and allows you no room to relax. The spirit, on the other hand, surrounds you in a powerful and protective shield of light, alerting you to real danger far before it presents itself, and moving you gracefully away before it shows up. Therefore, you can relax your fears and allow your attention to rest. Breathe in and recognize how much fear you carry. As you exhale, send the anxiety out of your body and replace it with the second inhalation of protective, loving light. You are safe. Danger has passed. There's no one out to get you. Most of all, don't fear taking charge of your life. Just as there's no one ready to pounce, there's no one who's necessarily going to save you either. Not anyone outside of you anyway. The safety you seek, however, is available to you. It can be found in your spirit. It lies in your heart and is watching over you at all times. Your spirit is formidable and can be counted on to protect you, so you don't need to fear a thing. Don't allow your ego to steal away another moment's peace. You are safe. I want to go back to that. I think it opens up really well. The ego torments you with fears of danger and keeps your attention on patrolling the borders of your life, expecting an ambush at any moment. This is stressful and frightening and allows you no room to relax. The spirit, on the other hand, surrounds you in a powerful protective shield of light, alerting you to real danger far before it presents itself and moving you gracefully away before it shows up. Therefore, you can relax your fears and allow your attention to rest. Breathe in deeply and recognize how much fear you carry. As you exhale, send the anxiety out of your body and replace it with a second inhalation of protective light. You are safe. danger has passed. There is no one out to get you. Most of all, don't fear taking charge of your life. Just as there's no one ready to pounce, there's no one who's necessarily going to save you either. Not anyone outside of yourself, anyway. The safety you seek, however, is available to you. It can be found in your spirit. It lies in your heart and is watching over you at all times. Your spirit is formidable and can be counted on to protect you, so you don't need to fear a thing. Don't allow your ego to steal away another moment's peace. You are safe. You are safe. Yes, ma'am, and yes, sirs, you are safe. Welcome, I hope I'm saying this right, Roseanne or Roseanne. Please let me know. And who else has joined? Let's see, Suzanne. Suzanne, I have to always give acknowledgement to my dearest and oldest friend. We've been friends since I was five. Let's just say that's over 50 years. So what a blessing it is to have a friend that you can call a friend for that long. So I thank you, my friend, for being here, as well as all of you, my partners in practice. So this part of our morning slice of silence is that I will lead you and guide you into a meditation. We will meditate for 10 minutes. We'll start with a tone that sounds like this. And when we return, I will ring the tone, usually about 3 times, and just listen for my directives. I will guide you into the meditation. I will guide you out of the meditation. I ask that you lower your eyes or close your eyes simply to lessen any external distraction. As we know, things will pop up all the time in front of our sight. So if we lower our eyes, it allows us to go inside a little bit deeper. Welcome, Nancy Green. Wow. Old classmate, welcome. I've known Nancy since I was in high school. Welcome, Nancy. Come on in. So we'll have the tone start. I will guide you into the meditation. I call it a slice of silence simply because, just like a pie, sometimes you take a slice of pie, sometimes you take a larger slice. And sometimes we have 10 minutes to take to breathe and sit and become present. Sometimes we only have a minute when you're in the bathroom. So it's a slice of silence. So today we'll do a 10-minute slice and we'll get started. I will ask you to keep your eyes closed or lowered until I return, or ask you to open your eyes. So we shall get started. And for those, since we've got a lot of people that I think are new, you may have been out on the broadcast and I'm not aware. Couple things. You will have thoughts. Be grateful for them. Your thoughts are not your enemy. The same thoughts that you may be upset about are the thoughts that allow you to raise your hand, to eat your food, to sing the songs you want to sing. So be grateful. In all things, be grateful. With practice, you may be able to manage them a little better. And keep in mind, it's just practice. Unlike many things we do in life, the goal is to sit and do it. There is no goal of, oh, I'll be able to meditate for 10 minutes and levitate. None of that. The goal is to be in the practice. Because when we do this daily, we show up to life differently. We can show up to life with a level of calmness, composure, and emotional regulation most of the time. So I encourage you to be kind and gentle to yourself and know that it's just practice. So let's begin. You'll take the time now to settle into your seat wherever you are. And if you're seated, allow your feet to be flat on the floor. And in this meditation, since we're talking about safety, we will talk through some affirmations. And I'm going to ask that you place your hand right in the center of your chest, right here in the center of your chest. You can place one or two hands. And what this does is it triggers your parasympathetic nervous system. And that system sends messages to your body that you are safe, that all is well. So anytime you start to feel anxious or you're in that situation, clutch the pearls, put your hands right here and start to breathe. So we'll start there and we'll start breathing in and breathing out. And I'll ask you to breathe with me 3 times together. We'll breathe in, we'll hold, and we'll release. So let's begin. Breathe in. Hold and we'll release with a loud sigh. One more time. Breathe in. Hold and release. And our final breath together, breathe in, hold, and release. And now if your eyes are not closed or lowered, allow them to close or lower. And just return back to your regular breathing. Just continue to breathe and I'll direct you to the next steps. And as you're breathing in and out at your own pace, rate, and rhythm, begin to notice your body and any feelings or sensations that may or may not arise in your body. And just continue to hold your hand right in the center of your chest and allowing your body to settle down, to become calm, to let that ego just disappear, or at least go away for a little while as we breathe. And you can either say the affirmations behind me or after me, or you can just allow the words to wash over you. I am safe. I am calm. All is well. I am divinely protected at all times. I am a creative being. I trust myself. I trust my inner guidance. I love and appreciate myself. I forgive myself and all others I feel have trespassed against me. I speak with power and purpose. I understand the power of my words and I speak with kindness. The vision for my life is clear. I know, feel, and sense my connection to all there is. I am grateful. I am safe. I am grounded. I know that people love me and always want to help me. And as we move into our slice of silence, I'll give you a word. We'll say the word out loud, and then as we move into the space of silence, continue to hold that thought, which may or may not help you with your thoughts. And you can certainly choose not to focus on the word and just sit and breathe until the bell returns. But as we move into our space of silence, the word is trust. 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 And just continue to breathe and hold on to that word if you choose. And allow the silence to wrap around you like a warm blanket. And breathe. With your eyes still closed, let's rub our hands together and we'll generate some heat and energy. And we'll place our hands over our eyes. And let's take a deep breath in through our nose. Hold and release with a loud sigh. Breathe in. Hold and release. Just allow the warmth of your hands and the energy to penetrate your eyes before you open them. And let's open our eyes and take a look around and see with these new eyes. This is a brand new moment. It's like no other moment you've experienced. Take that in. Take in what you see. Notice any differences or changes. Notice how you feel in your body. Just take a moment to be with yourself before you get out into the world. Meditation is mental hygiene. That's all it is. Just like you brush your hair, comb your teeth. I used to say that to my son when he was little. Brush your face and wash your teeth. You know, just as you brush your teeth, wash your face, and go out into the world, you maintain and you have this hygienic thing that we do. Meditation is preparing something that we use the most. Our mind. It allows our mind to have a place of clarity so we can have a space of clarity. So I thank you for joining me for this slice of silence. If you can, get out in nature today and just be in nature for at least 5 minutes to connect with the ground and the earth. And just take some deep breaths. Place your hand in the center of your chest and just breathe in and breathe out. And just say, I am well, I am safe. Stay grounded, stay focused and grounded. I'm going to log off the podcast now and I'll conclude with my partners in meditation, partners in practice. I thank you for tuning into the Why Struggle podcast. Please return tomorrow at 7:15 or whenever you choose to listen. All is well. Be safe.